from the top of Hamilton's escarpment. 101.5 The Hawk.
Welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am Johnny Athens, your host of this hour, with many a variety. So I'm sure you've heard in the news Daft Punk decided to retire, and now the only punks they'll see are the ones on their lawn. Futurama has been added as well to Disney Plus in Canada, as well as the EU and UK. The show famous for depicting a New York cleaner in the future than it is today. The Mars rover landed on Mars once again. After spending years in my backyard digging up my garden, we decide to get rid of it once and for all and ship it off to Mars. It seems like the first time NASA launched it, it mistook Mars for magnolias and ended up in my garden. But that's not all the space news this week. Aside from a Mars rover, some new photos of Jupiter have been taken. And my, oh my, do they still look as much as a hunk of rock in space as ever. But scientists noted some interesting jet streams along the planet's atmosphere. And my question is, who exactly is flying a plane up there? I know we sent a car up there a couple years ago, but I didn't know we could get planes into space. And speaking of planes, did you hear some parts of a plane crash-landed? They fell right off the plane and right into the ground and ended up in a gentleman's soup, which of course resulted in the waiter clearing up this problem immediately, and he was sent back to economy class. this show, you know, the Johnny Athens Variety Hour is really unlike any other show. It has a concept that is exceptional for the current radio atmosphere. We have no commercials, we have no contests, we have no fires, no fancy sound effects, we have no car crashes, no breaking news, nothing. In fact, somebody said to me, we don't have a show. But I do have, and what I promise you is fun and a lot of laughs, because that is our policy. And if you're like most people, and I know you are, we have to get rid of all that excess garbage they shove in our eardrums today. The political mistrusion, the economic deflation, and the intestinal disruption. We have some of the best talent you can scrape from the bottom of a pickle jar. We have Victor Borg returning for another show, Skip Stevenson, Billie Holiday, Helen Forrest, and Peter Marshall interviews tonight's musical host, Artie Shaw. All coming up on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
just the asking, darling. Any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blues. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Frenesi by Artie Shaw, of course, and then Artie Shaw with Any Old Time, featuring the indelible and beautiful Billie Holiday. That is the only recording known, as of right now, to have survived of Billie Holiday during her small time with the Artie Shaw Band, and Any Old Time was considered to be one of the best songs that she recorded with the band. At only the age of 23 as well, and Artie Shaw was by then a very popular figure. Back in 1938, when they were together, Billie would receive a lot of criticism during her time with the band for her unique vocal style, as it permeated so much from the typical standards of the time. And it's funny, because Artie Shaw would somewhat go on to, while maintaining his popularity, though, and not having to deal with the race issues of the time, would have to deal with those same criticisms. Audiences back then always want to hear the same songs over and over again, and as we'll hear with Artie Shaw's interview with Peter Marshall coming up in a little bit, he explains that he just got tired of being unable to do what he really wanted, and that was to make his own music. But that didn't necessarily stop him, because he still went on to create many hits, such as Nightmare, coming up on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. But first, it's Deep Purple featuring Helen Forrest.
Purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky. Through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. Once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dream. Thank you.
That was Artie Shaw's band with Nightmare, composed by Shaw himself. The song was famous back in the day for breaking out of the typical upbeat and harmonious big band songs of the time. It proved to be very reflective of the Artie Shaw style that would become famous. And indeed it influenced many other musicians. You may hear a slight similarity to a very famous movie theme. Yes, the James Bond theme. Da, 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 which derives some inspiration from this tune. But I won't spoil it all for you. Here he is, Artie Shaw himself, talking with Peter Marshall in Disneyland from 1984. At the time, Shaw was making a kind of revival after years in musical retirement. In 1983, he selected Dick Johnson, an accomplished woodwind and saxophonist, to lead and solo a band, while Shaw maintained a conductor and lead presence. Here he is, from an interview in 1984, Disneyland's performance.
All of the big names of the swing era are fascinating to talk to and reminisce, but none is more colorful than the outspoken Artie Shaw. Artie always said, never, 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 and here you are, right here tonight. Why?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. It would take me several volumes. The basic reason, I think, is a number of people I respect, musicians whose opinions I regard with some seriousness, told me that this was one of the few authentic bands of the period. Why didn't I have it going out today? And they said there were audiences now who would accept what they would not accept from me back then in the late 30s. So I thought I'd give it a shot. Basically, you know, this talk that people allow to come out of the top of their heads about the big bands coming back. I'm worried about whether the audiences are coming back. If the audiences are back, we'll be back.
You know, I think I read a quote, I think it was in George Simon's book, that is somewhere along the line, you said, I wish I didn't have to play their music, I'd like to play my music. Well, their music was a hit, the Begin the Begins and all the wonderful, the Billy Butterfield thing with Star.
Well, but
what is your music as opposed to their music?
Well, no, I think that's a misquote. I don't believe I ever said that. I think when everything I play is something I wanted to do at one point. But the trouble was, and the reason I walked away from several $1 million at one point, was because the audience puts you in a straitjacket. If you have a hit song, you should be very happy with that. But you're not happy when that's the only thing they will accept from you. And I wanted to keep growing in the sense that the hit song was the result of an ongoing development, ongoing evolution. I didn't want to stop there. I want to keep going.
I can't tell you how excited so many of us are that you are back in the band business. I have followed your career, you know, when you were producing motion pictures. And you've been very, very successful outside of the band business. You've had, you've had like 9 careers.
Yeah, I've had 9 bands, too. actually, this is the music. The music we're playing is the music out of about 9 sets of music books. The point being that, I don't know. It just seems to me the important thing about being back is to enjoy what I'm doing. People come up to me and say, boy, we enjoyed ourselves tonight. And I say, nobody enjoys this more than I do.
That's good.
If I didn't, I'd be long gone.
One question.
Yeah.
They say you don't play clarinet anymore. Now, come on. Is there a clarinet stashed away? Are you a closet clarinetist? That's what I
mean. No, but the clarinets are in a closet. I keep 3 instruments that
really?
I'm very fond of. There are 2 B-flats and 1 A. The A was for symphonic work and, you know, so forth. The other 2 I keep because it took me many, many years to find 2 instruments. It's in a little way not the same as, but parallel to what you do when you play violin and look for the perfect strat. These 2 buffets were the best clarinets I ever found. So one day I'll hear somebody play, and I'm going to say, here, kid, take this.
Thank you. I'm so excited to see you and to hear you and to talk with you. I'm very happy about this gig.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks.
Shaw would stick with this gig for nearly 5 years and then retire again in 1987. Having many successes in those years and bringing back tunes that he composed but never recorded from nearly 40 years ago, Dick Johnson continued with the band a little while more. And here is Artie Shaw with Between a Kiss and a Sigh, featuring Helen Forrest on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Show. That was Between a Kiss and a Sigh, featuring Helen Forrest, followed by Shaw's stellar symphonic Stardust. Now, without any interruption, here he is from Omaha, Nebraska, the country comedian Skip Stevenson.
Have some nice-looking couples down here. Anybody besides me live alone in this crowd? Hey, do you live alone? Live by yourself? I live over in Burbank. That's really alone. Here from Burbank, it's closed today, you know, they're cleaning it. But, yeah, I didn't always live alone. I was married for a while. I had a wife and everything, but, you know what I did? I left my wife. I actually did. I walked right out on her, too, because she divorced me. I'm not going to stay with somebody under those circumstances, man. That's too much to ask of anybody as far as I'm concerned. I'm a pretty patient guy. I'll put up with quite a bit, but when she divorced me, I said, time for me to take a stand here in this situation. I'm no fool. Somebody divorces me, I leave them. Well, you can laugh if you want to. I might not go back. She wants me to come back, though. Isn't that funny? My ex-wife wants me to come back and try it again, but I told her, no way, I'm not going to marry a divorcee. Are you kidding me? You know, God forbid you should ever have to go through something like a divorce, but if you do, please don't get bitter, will you? I talk to so many people, don't you, who are divorced and bitter about it? I'm not bitter. I'll tell you the truth. I'll get married again someday. I really will, because I want a second opinion. I keep in touch with my ex-wife, though. I called her up on the phone today. I said, hello, plaintiff? They can sure say some dumb things to you, people can. Yeah, my wife used to say some silly things to me. I thought they were silly. She'd say things like, what do you mean coming home here at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'd say, I didn't mean to come home at all. I just got confused. Then you start dating again when you're single again. You guys know how much it costs to date, don't you? It costs a lot of money to date. You girls don't know. How many girls here who are dating? Not the married girls, but how many girls who are in the... How many girls... Well, I mean, some of you girls might be dating, too. I'm not too sure, but I'm not going to admit it in front of the whole world here. But how many girls who are dating, when the date's over at night, how many of you girls know exactly how much that guy has spent on you that night? See, not one of you, but I'll guarantee you something, girls. Every guy knows exactly how much he spent, man. And if it's over $10, he's going in the apartment with you later, too, believe me. Hey, I spent $12.50. Let me in there. Come on, $12.50. I'll just use your bathroom, anything. Let me in. Costs a lot of money to date. I took a girl out for dinner the other night. I said, what will you have? She said, well, I guess I'll have the steak and lobster. I said, well, guess again. Huh? I said, why don't you read down a little further? It's kind of a multiple choice. Maybe you should have the low-cal dinner, Hefty.
Thank you.
Observations of the Nebraskan Man in the New Brass State of California from Skip Stevenson there. And that was Traffic Jam by Artie Shaw, the song entirely composed and recorded inside a Dodge Grand Caravan on a weeknight at 5 on the QEW. We now go over to our Clown Prince of Denmark for his second turn around on our show. Here's to Victor Borge and his Piano of Imitations.
I should like to play for you a theme, T-H-E-M-E. And when I'm through playing it, I will ask you to name your favorite composers. And I will then try to play this theme the way these your favorite composers would have composed the same theme. If you'll be kind enough to name your favorite composers, whom would you like to hear?
Sibelius.
Who asked you? All right, Sibelius. Who else? Bach? Which one? Johann Sebastian or Offen? Whom else?
Mozart.
Mozart? Beethoven? Brahms? Sousa? Chopin? Who? Well, will you make up your mind, you two gentlemen? Chopin, yeah. I'll play him twice because I'm twice. Who body else? Brahms? Who?
Beethoven.
Are you making fun of my accent? Prokofiev. Well, I think we have enough anyway. I would like to begin with Tchaikovsky. Before I play these your favorite composers, I would like to read to you from a book I have here just a few lines from the life story of some of these great masters, because some of them are most uninteresting. Here is the book. What did I say? Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, C under T. M-N-O-F-S-T. Here we are. Lipton. Wrong T. Ah, Tchaikovsky. Seafood. Pardon me. Oh, sea footnote. Oh, yes. Down here it says Peter Ilyich. That must be his name. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Pete was born in Votkinsk, May 7th, 1840. When he was a little boy, he never played out in the streets of Votkinsk, like the other little children of Votkinsk. Because when Tchaikovsky was 1 month old, his parents moved to St. Petersburg. Told you it wasn't very interesting. Now the way he would have composed Happy Birthday. Next, Chopin. Now, Brahms. Joey Brahms. Brahms, spelled backwards, smob. Next, like the second Hungarian Rhapsody by Schlitz. Too rough. Now Bach. Johann Sibelius Bach. I don't know if you are familiar with the fact, but Bach had approximately 20 to 30 children. And I guess that goes for Mrs. Bach, too. You know, it takes time to raise about 25 to 30 children. Oh, my goodness. I know, I have two myself, so that's plenty. Mine are twins, though. Both of them. They're awfully cute. Can't think of their names. Well, they don't come when I call them anyway, so. That same fly. I guess he can't find the airport, huh? All right, Bach. When he wrote this one, he was thinking of something else. What a monotonous life that man was living. Now Wagner. Richard Wagner. Or as he is known over here, Dick Wagner. This is from his famous opera, Die gestorben, die ganzen gestorbenen Herren. from the second act. That was a noisy one, wasn't it? Now, Beethoven. Harry S. Beethoven. This is a very quiet number. And the management of this theater has asked me to announce that there will be no dancing during this particular number. Unless you absolutely have to. This will be like the Moonlight Sonata. Also called the Long Jean Symphonette. The world's most watched on us. I can't hear a thing. Oh, yeah, I hear it. Oh, that's beautiful. Mozart. John Philip Strauss. Next, Irving Berlin. Finally, one of the modern composers, Cacciatore.
Thank you all once again for tuning in and listening to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Even if this was your first time, I hope you enjoyed. If you did, tell your friends. And if you didn't, tell your enemies. We take them all here on 101.5 The Hawk. And on social media, johnny.athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Thank you to Marie Cassidy, Artie Shaw, Helen Forrest, Billy Holiday, Peter Marshall, Skip Stevenson, and Victor Borga. Here's Artie Shaw and his band with Blue 1 and 2. Take care and good night. Thank you.
Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi there. Glad you could make it. Welcome to the 41st episode.